B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 to hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Bria. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to April 1st, 2020. My birthday
Finally.
Month. Yeah, I didn't think March was that long. I don't know. Maybe I had so much going on in my life.
I think that's the reason why it went long for me.
I don't know. Yeah. January seemed longer to me.
I mean, a lot of things occurred this past month. Yeah. We had a lot of news that, I mean, it just felt like ever since Trump did that that speech from the Oval Office, it's just been like, what?
I don't know. Maybe I missed something.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you're talking about. But anyway, I do know.
You don't even remember that.
I have no idea. I know that. Oh, you're talking about the coronavirus thing. Oh.
Yeah, have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like our friend on quarantine court yesterday, Allie, who's using way too much toilet paper, and her roommate called her out.
Yeah, I know. Although I then started getting videos of where all the toilet paper is in my DM saying, Roy, it's not that bad. And I'm like, hey, look at there. My boyfriend did something good because he works for the company and he's putting the toilet paper in the stores.
Yeah, Allie was using almost a roll a day and her roommate, Sean, said that it's too much. And Allie was like, you can get toilet paper. What are we even talking about? It's like, Allie, there's something going on. We don't know if you're aware of it or not.
The corona.
Anyway, how about your day in 30 seconds, Roy? What'd you do?
Yesterday, I hosted a virtual happy hour with our listeners. It was really cool. We had two listeners that were in the chat, Sam and Maggie, and Loren popped in, and you popped in, and I drink like a whole bottle of wine, and had a good old time.
Drink is not important.
Not important at all, but we had a great old time.
Yeah, I saw Maggie was on the Zoom with you, and she had a full setup, microphone, headphones.
Well, she's a broadcaster. She's a radio person.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she works in radio up in States, though.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, cool. That makes sense, then.
Yep, she works WSIC, so.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. And then, of course, Sam was in there, and everyone was talking about how hot Sam was, which I thought was pretty funny. And her fiancé was in the room.
Yeah.
We had a great old time. That was probably my day. That's the highlight of my day. And the fact that I'm wearing pajamas for the past week, and I haven't changed. So well.
You're not supposed to do that, Roy. They tell you you're supposed to get dressed every day. Get out to work. Wink, wink.
I can't do it. I cannot get dressed every day.
No.
Yeah, no. You're supposed to. That's what psychologists say that'll help you through these tough times. But anyway.
I'm pregnant. Nothing fits. I can't get dressed.
You have a different situation. And we're going to talk about you at 7 a.m. this morning, Loren. We got to check in with you. I feel like we haven't really had a good talk. We did a little bit yesterday on the Rap Party podcast where we do a little bit more of the show after the show. But no, we didn't really get into it. We'll get into it later. But what about you? What'd you do?
Oh, my gosh. I did the most yesterday. I had a meeting with Cash's teacher. I recorded a podcast for Mommyhood to Menopause with my girlfriend, Barb. I jumped on Roy's happy hour, and my husband proceeded to bring every package I've ever ordered off the porch. And they weren't, like, little packages either, and he kept bringing them into the screen.
What are you doing over there?
I've got a nursery to put together. So, like, my nursery rug came yesterday, and it's an 8x10 rug. So he, like, pulls that in, you know. Then he pulls in the changing tabletop, and they all look like I'm just being ridiculous and ordering obnoxious things, and I'm not. And then I made dinner, so it was a big day for me yesterday.
Yeah, I remember when the fella from FedEx sent us a message saying, "Hey, go easy on us. We're a little busy. I've been delivering carpets and dressers and all this unnecessary things. That's Lorraine.
That was me.
Yeah, he kind of sent a text message late in the show yesterday saying that it's almost like Christmas time for these delivery people because everybody's shopping online. He's like, I'd like to be home and not be out in public too. So make sure you only buy essential things. And then, like, right afterwards, 5 minutes later, we got a message from another delivery person who's like, don't listen to that guy. You guys are doing the right things. This is why we do what we do. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, yeah. So yesterday I was leaving here, and Kyle, our engineer who works here, you know, he comes in, checks in, makes sure everything's going well with all the equipment and stuff. And he doesn't stay long, he says. But as I was walking past him, I said, see you, bud. Have a good day. He goes, stay corona-free.
Hmm.
And I thought, maybe that's my new goodbye, because you guys know I'm struggling.
You're still not over this?
I'm struggling with no, because you can't just be like, all right, dude, see ya. And then we're not in those times. It needs to be something more, you know, and it's like, stay well. Eh, that sounds old person-y. My grandfather would say that to his friends on the golf course when they were 80, you know.
All right, stay well, safe. Bill.
Stay safe is good, but what are we going to get mugged?
Maybe.
That's how I feel stay safe is. Stay safe's like the zombie apocalypse is here. That might work, yeah. Loren. But I almost thought, like, stay corona-free. Now, will people think I'm talking about the beer? Obviously, that's what's on everybody's mind when they hear corona is the beer, not the virus, right?
No.
No, not right now. It's the
virus. I just bought a whole bunch of Corona Light, too, the other day.
Good that guy.
Well, I want to keep that company in business. It's good beer, actually. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was sitting on my couch yesterday, and I got an emergency alert. Did anybody else get the government emergency alert?
No.
I guess it's because I live closest to South Carolina, but it was the alert that all essential business has closed. All non-essential business has closed in South Carolina. But I couldn't figure it out because I was like, this is weird. North Carolina already did this. Then I clicked on the link, and it was the South Carolina emergency service.
Well, aren't they late to the party?
No kidding.
Come on, where y'all been?
So they are joining in on the fun now and telling everyone to stay home unless absolutely necessary. And that's the key, man. Stay home, right?
Yep. Okay, yeah, that's the key. Especially because I saw the new numbers released by Trump in the White House yesterday, and that put me so much in an anxiety-depressing
tailspin. Oh, I didn't see it. Was it not good?
It ain't good.
No, and I would recommend anybody who's looking for positive from the coronavirus to not watch TV for the next 2 weeks or so. From what I'm hearing is this is our peak. This is our pinnacle.
This next 2 weeks is going to be hell.
Yeah, and it does suck. But our only glimmer of hope is that once we peak, we start dropping a little. And then maybe that's when we can start talking about life coming back somewhat the way we know it heading into the summer. I know it sucks, and I had the conversation with my wife yesterday, and she's like, we can't start the economy and all that stuff back, you know, because lives are going to be lost and all that stuff. I said, Amanda, I know, but, you know, eventually all it's going to take is, like, a few days of decline and a few hospitals saying that they don't have as many patients, and bang, people are going to go nuts, right? That's how we are as Americans.
Yeah, like, but hopefully they don't, because then it still exists. It's
what's going to happen, though.
I hope that even when this thing goes down, people still stay home.
I believe that won't happen.
And then Sterling and I had a whole argument that I think the July is vacation still happening, and he's very against it from happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, dude. We just don't know at this point.
Yeah.
We just don't know, but I don't know. We can hope for the best and tell everyone who's going in right now, we're having a lot of third shift changes right now. They're coming home, all the healthcare professionals that worked overnight. We know that, listening to us this morning. And then a lot of professionals are going in right now this morning. And we want to thank you for doing what you do and everybody who's on the front line. Thanks, guys.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Roy, this is the part of the show where you give us some good news and we can put a smile on our faces because people are helping people, and that's awesome.
Yeah, man, do I have some good news for you. Charlotte-based Showmars is going to be offering grocery essentials for customers amid the pandemic. It's going to be a new service that allows the customers to get their groceries delivered to their homes.
So Showmars is doing the shopping for you?
Yeah. they're going to utilize their supply chain, because evidently Showmars already has food and groceries in their stores. And I guess you could order from Showmars and they'll deliver it right to your door.
Sweet.
It's amazing to me how businesses are adjusting to the new norm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and Showmars had to let some of their employees go, but they're gonna hire them back just to do this.
Great.
Which is really cool. Moving over to Food Lion. Food Lion's going to be donating $3.1 million to help those in need during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, if y'all don't know, Food Lion is based out of Salisbury. So that is a local business, even though they're on the national front. But they're going to be providing 15 million meals to people impacted by the coronavirus shutdowns, as well as donations to vaccine medical research to help fight this virus.
Great.
Which is really good news. And then lastly, something I've never seen before, and I think it's really cool. It's from Tupelo Honey, which I know of one we have in Charlotte in the South End area. I don't know where other ones are.
I think the Tupelo Honey in South End moved to Uptown, didn't they?
Maybe. But they're doing something called Adults Eat Free.
Oh.
And they're saying between now and April 9th, your world is flipped upside down, and so is ours. So we're flipping an old adage on its head to match. If you ordered, you know, because sometimes they'll do kids eat free.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying adults eat free. So if you order any kids meal, you get the adult meal free.
That's nice, because the kids' meals are always less expensive.
Cheap. Yeah, they're way cheap. So that was really cool. We're going to get all that information posted, all the good news up at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Roy. It's always good to hear what we're doing around town. And it reminds me of that woman in Hickory that we spoke with at the end of last week, who said that her company that manufactures furniture is now manufacturing gowns and masks for the medical people. So it's good, good news.
If you know any good news going on in the Carolinas in your neighborhood, let us know. Send me a DM at KissRoyBoy, and I'll try to put that in my news segment.
Text message came in from 828 that says, hey, guys, thanks so much for doing the money giveaway. We are going to try and get as much get in as many times as we can. What time is the first time? 8 a.m. is the first time for you to win $500 with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. And she's right. We do it 7 times a day, every 2 hours, starting at 8 a.m.
We are trying to the time's tough, man. We're trying to make things better.
My wife Amanda was laughing at me last night because she came downstairs after she put Dean to bed, and she's like, "What are you watching?" And I was on my phone, and it was a commercial, and it was the oldest old person commercial ever. And I was like, "Oh, I'm watching something on the Smithsonian Channel." And she goes, "Yeah, guess who watches the Smithsonian Channel?"
Yeah, you and elderly.
Me and the elderly. So. I took notes of the commercials that ran during a show I was watching, Roy, and I'm going to tell you the commercials that ran, and it's actually pretty funny stuff. We'll get to it coming up in less than 5 minutes, because we're coming back quicker than ever nowadays.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right. How do you know that a show you're watching on TV is predominantly for older people? By the commercials.
Yeah.
So Amanda comes down last night. She's like, "What are you watching?" And you know what I'm watching, Roy? One of my favorite shows to watch on the Smithsonian Channel. What is it? You know this.
Airplane Disasters.
Air Disasters.
Air Disasters, yep.
Where they do an amazing job, Lorraine, of recreating real-life plane crashes.
You are so predictable.
And thank you. They take a mix of like the actual people who investigated the crash. If they're survivors, they have survivors, like whether pilots, you know, flight attendants or passengers on the show. And then they do a great job of recreating. Like they'll show the actual pilot, and then the actor that plays the pilot, you know, in the cockpit and stuff, is dead on. It's really, really well done. So I'm watching this show, and Amanda comes down. And she goes, "Like, what are you watching? What commercial is that?" I was like, "What?" And I was looking at my phone. I happened to look up at the TV, and there's this woman who's got to be like 83 years old, and she's smiling, and the kids are following her as her chair is going up the stairs. And it's a commercial for the company that will come and install the chair.
That's old.
So then I said, that's funny, Amanda. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take notes of the commercials, and I'll tell Roy and Lorraine that I watch old people TV because based on the commercials, it's what they're, you know, they're going after the older demographic, as they say in the business.
There had to be a drug commercial in there.
Oh, there were plenty. One of them was for Alzheimer's, you know, and that's typically a disease that gets that, you know, older people have to deal with.
Sure.
The Alzheimer's medicine. And that was in there. And they showed the grandpa at the baseball game with the kids. You know, he's all happy. He understands everything. And he's good because of the medicine. I didn't take any of the names, but there's also extra strength sunglasses.
Oh, are those the big black, massive sunglasses old people wear?
Kind of. I think this is a cooler version of those. Because, Roy, you're talking about, like, if you go to the doctor or the dentist and they're doing, like, an x-ray, they put these big black, like, almost visor glasses on you.
Yep. And I remember old people, because they would already have eye-seeing glasses, and they would put these big old visor black sunglasses over top of that.
Can I get a pair of those for when I can drink again, and they can be my new hangover glasses?
They're massive.
Yeah, I mean, now the thing is this is the cooler version of it. And what they did was they showed younger people rocking the glasses so that the older folks watching the show know that, okay, they can get something kind of cool.
And that's manipulative.
They're at the air show. You know, oh, and then the other thing is, like, in that commercial, too, the American flag was rampant in that sunglass commercial for some reason. The guy had an American flag hat on. There was he had a fighter pilot jacket with, like, the American flags on the side. So he was leaning towards, like, military people, maybe, like the aviator glasses type thing. And then the last one, it it was a device that helps you hear. I swear to God.
You literally had commercials for hearing aids?
It was a device that, so she's on the chair, and she's watching TV, and she can't hear anything, and she can't find the remote, this woman actress. Again, she's like 85 years old. And so she, like, next thing you know, the voiceover's like, with this new hearing mechanism, it's a tiny, tiny thing that you can put in your ear, so tiny. But you put the box near the TV and it transmits it to your ear.
Wow. Okay.
So, and then she's happy. The whole family sitting around watching TV. Pat Sajak's on Wheel of Fortune or whatever. And, you know, she can hear everything and she's all smiles. So
I love that I'm dealing with the exact opposite. So this podcast recommended to watch this. It's like a cartoon. It's a cartoon called Steve Universe. And it has all these LGBTQ messages and undertones, and it's about being yourself, and it's very positive, and it's supposed to help kids who are struggling with things. And so we started watching it, and we like it, but we watched it like on Netflix or Hulu where there's no commercials.
Right.
Well, we finished it, but they have like a new season, and so we thought it'd be fun, hey, let's just turn on the Cartoon Network and watch it and see what the new season's like.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watch all these commercials for like LOL dolls and little kids, and then you start questioning and you're like, yeah, but this cartoon really feels like it's for adults. And then it goes to like this little toy. It's like, ooh, slime, play with slime. And I'm like, we should not be watching this show.
Commercial for Puppy Dog Pals comes on.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe we should put this on hold.
It is true. These and I never thought of it because I thought the airplane disaster show, Lorraine, that I watched would be interesting to anybody. I don't know. That's how I thought. I didn't know that. But the Smithsonian Channel, I guess, in its own way, is for a lot of older people. It's like a lot of war stuff.
I didn't even know that show existed, Manny. I thought that was just something you guys watched on YouTube.
No, it's a real show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a whole new season on DVR for me.
But again, Manny, like you, I didn't think it was just a kid's thing. Like, I thought my thing, it was a cartoon.
Right.
But I was like, I thought it was a cartoon for adults. And then we turn it on, and it's LOL dolls, buy one today.
Yeah.
They glow in the dark. And I'm like, oh, boy.
No, it's true. And, like, even in here in the studio, we'll have, and by the way, this is a disaster. We're going to take a quick break here in a second, but The View is doing their show from Zoom.
And they love talking on top of each other. And they love yelling at each other. And then my thing is, I'm watching all these shows that are doing the show on Zoom, like Kelly and Ryan's doing it on Zoom. And all of them have horrible audio. And how is it that we figured out audio, our little rink-a-dink show here in Charlotte, North Carolina, but you have a show like The View who can't figure it out?
Yeah, I don't know, but you're right, Roy. They all talk over each other, and it's horrible. I think one of the ladies is in the studio, and everybody else is on Zoom.
But I was going to say, Manny, are they all doing, like, web versions of the show and running reruns on TV, or is this, like, Zoom for TV now?
No, you turn the TV on, and there's six boxes. And each woman is in her own box. Whoopi's in the middle. Meghan McCain? Isn't that right?
I think it's Meghan Cain. Yeah.
Meghan McCain. She's John McCain's daughter's on that show, I think.
Yeah.
So she was arguing with Whoopi. Now it's hard enough when they're on the show and they can see each other. You should have seen it yesterday. I mean, they were just all over each other. Point being, Roy, even on those shows, like in the midday, like as they say on TV, It's all commercials for cleaning products, one product after another, the Swiffer, the wipes, the dish detergent, the laundry detergent. And I'm like, it's so funny how these TV stations target certain people, right?
Yeah.
You watch a judge show, every commercial is about how to make money fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Or in some shows, it's all about gold. You know, invest in gold.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Okay. Right, okay, all right. It tells you a lot about the people they think are watching it when you see the commercials, that's for sure.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Roy, yesterday we had your friend Matt King on with us. And I thought the conversation was so good that we should replay that for the early crowd because it was later on in the show.
Okay.
You want to tell us a little bit about Matt? What's going on with him?
Sure. He is from Charlotte. He's in Peru. He's in a hostel. Of course, coronavirus is breaking out in Peru, and it broke out in the hostel he's in. So he's under a quarantine. There's martial law at nighttime where the military control the streets. He is stuck. He can't get back to America. He can't leave. He's barely eating. They're only giving him oatmeal and bread. And he's stranded. The embassy can't send him supplies. He's just stuck.
And he says he's having symptoms of COVID-19 as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He for sure thinks he has coronavirus, which I after hearing his symptoms, he has it.
It was an amazing conversation. So we're going to have Matt King from Charlotte, stuck in Peru, on at 6:50. Don't go anywhere.
Are you following us on Instagram and Twitter? At the MRL Show. It's 95.1.
All right, joining the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show is a friend of mine by the name of Matt. Matt, welcome.
Hey.
You are in Peru.
I am very stuck at the moment, and I don't know when we'll be able to get out because the hostel I'm in, everybody has coronavirus.
So do you have coronavirus as well?
I haven't been tested, but when you know. I mean, Ed, there's been seven people tested here, and everyone's tested positive.
So tell me, like, what it's like there. From what I'm hearing about Peru, it's like it's completely locked down. Like, people aren't allowed to leave their homes.
Yeah, so for regular people that aren't in my position, the curfew now, it starts at, like, 8 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m., and then martial law is in place on the roads. But for our hostel, we're not allowed out of the hostel for any reason. Oh, we're going to be in this quarantine for 1 to 3 months. Every time someone tests positive for coronavirus here, that's like another 2 weeks added on, or like 14 days from that point. But we're starting regardless for just 28 days. We're on day like 4 or 5 of the 28 days, and we're on day 16 of quarantine because the actual quarantine started the 15th, and we were given 12 hours to leave the country.
What brought you to Peru, Matt?
So I started in Costa Rica 6 months ago and have been traveling down Latin America from Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, and now Peru. Cusco was my last stop, and I was going to head back to the U.S. to take a little travel break and see what I want to do next.
Yeah, a lot of people love that.
That's cool in itself.
I know. A lot of people love doing that. Like, do the travel thing when you can. You can afford it. Things are going well. Weather's nice down there. And then you get caught up in all this. It sucks.
How are you getting food? What's that like?
So the food changed very quickly from pretty nice meals to there's a vegetarian option and a meat option. A fourth of the staff got sick, so our kitchen staff is dwindling. And there's been a few nights where there's just been oatmeal and bread for dinner. And that was mainly due to logistics of getting food in and having enough people to cook. So what we're doing now to counter that is we're having people at the hospital volunteer. So now there's now people like me are in the kitchen helping to cook like a meal a day.
But you have corona too.
Yeah. So you're saying people with coronavirus is cooking for other people who may or may not have coronavirus.
Yeah, but I mean, the chances are more likely than not that every single person here has coronavirus. The virus is so contagious. My symptoms have been all over the board. I mean, one day it's one thing, and the next day it's something the next. Altogether, I've had pretty mild symptoms, but at this point, I think I've had a little bit. there's my cough.
I took my headphones off just to be safe.
So you didn't catch it through.
Wash your ear.
God only knows. We'll find out that it travels through radio waves.
So is there anything the embassy or America can do to give you food or help or get you out of there?
So the embassies for India, Switzerland, Germany, and the Netherlands have been dropping off food. I've tried to get in contact with the embassy, but it's a pretty tough task. So I reached out to somebody on Facebook that I have here in Peru that they're going to drop off some supplies to the hospital for me today. And this is like a random person I found on Facebook.
That's amazing.
That's traveling. That's stuck in Cusco as well. Because other people can go get supplies. I can't go get supplies.
We're definitely going to keep in touch with you. We want to thank you for coming on. This is Roy's buddy Matt, stuck in Peru from Charlotte. Friends and family who might be listening right now, what do you tell all them?
I guess I'm good for the time being. The fact that I'm sick and contagious means that I can't really move anyways. I just hope that I just don't have to be here longer than I need to be here. And for the U.S. Embassy to make sure that we have a flight out in 3 weeks when everyone else in Peru is gone and evacuated.
All right, Matt, thanks for coming on. You keep yourself as healthy as you can. You say you have the virus. You know how to treat it and all that stuff. So good luck, okay?
Thanks, Roy.
You'll get through that, man. Wow, Roy, interesting. I had no idea. I knew he was stuck in Peru, but I had no idea that he was battling symptoms of coronavirus.
He has coronavirus, and he's eaten oatmeal for dinner because they can't get him supplies. It's unbelievable.
Now, Roy, you also said that you were going to reach out to a local politician to see where they stood on helping Matt and the other Americans down there in Peru to get home.
Yeah, because there's thousands of them down there. And I spoke to some people here in Charlotte. I had some other politician friends who put me in contact with other people. And I finally got a hold of someone on the phone who handles, Western Hemisphere, I think he said, or East Western.
Yeah, one of the hemispheres.
One of the hemispheres. But he handled, a hemisphere of affairs. and I told him what's going on. Which, by the way, when you have to, really get down to the nitty-gritty, I realized how much I didn't know. Because he asked me so many questions. He's like, well, what's the name of the building that he's in? I'm like, it's a hostel. I don't know.
Right.
Like, well, what's the address?
There's one hostel.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know the address. I got his name. I know where he's, from and lives.
Well, you can get all that information.
But just put him in touch with this guy. That's the move, is just give him.
I did. I gave him all the contact details, the name. And but I was assured that they are doing, the military stepping in. And that they are chartering planes. They're trying to get the Americans out. I was reassured that, and that he would be personally looking into Matt's case to make sure that Matt has not been left off the list. Because there's a list of America. They know, from the way he described it to me, he knows every American in Peru, and they're trying to get them back.
Okay. That's
so
good news.
Unless he was just trying to give me the PR line because I'm media, I don't know, But he said, we're not forgetting about our Americans.
I like the fact that Roy spoke with the guy who's in charge of the Northwestern Hemisphere.
Right. He's in charge of a hemisphere.
I like that you talked to the wrong
hand. The Southwestern Hemisphere.
That's what you would need. You talk to the wrong guy. Hi, a Northwestern Hemisphere Department. Yeah, hi, I have a friend in Peru. Stand by. You need the Southwestern?
Well, and in that, I was kind of so surprised about how bureaucratic and weird jobs people have. There's someone who gets all the problems for a hemisphere and pumps that up the line to the next person right? to deal with.
I know. Everybody does something. Well, that's good, Roy. Yeah. Keep us updated on what goes on with our buddy Matt King down there in Peru. But, you know, our prayers are with him and everybody. We posted a picture of him yesterday. Of course, some of the feedback we got was like, well, what was he doing there to begin with? Well, you know, like the rest of us.
Vacationing?
Yeah. The rest of us, including Loren, remember a time when you were allowed to travel and the disease was contained to China, quite honestly. Right, yep. And that's when people lived their lives. And you look back now and it's a lot different, but at the time it wasn't. Yeah. So, all right.
And if people remember, he's been traveling since January, right?
Yeah.
He's been traveling all year, yeah. So... He really left when it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, if you want to go check out a picture of Matt and the situation, one of the pictures we posted up at the MRL show on our Insta shows like some medical personnel in an empty street. Pretty yep. crazy stuff. Let's check in with our Loren because, Loren, I feel like with all the coronavirus stuff, it's kind of taken away the thunder of what's going on with you personally. I mean, you're just about 2 months away from giving birth.
Yeah.
So how is a pregnant yeah. woman who's cooped up at home with her husband and the au pair and her little son handling the world? Can we get a little bit of an insight into what's going on in your world? Like spend a little more time on it than just the 30 seconds in the morning?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I mean, yeah.
All right, good. Well, that's we're going to do that. We're going to check in with Loren. I want to make sure that she's doing well, Roy.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
In 1 hour from now, Roy Brown, what is going to happen here on KISS 95.1?
It is called the KISS Cash Code. We know times are tough. We want to hook you up with cash. $500 could be in your hands. 8 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for that keyword.
Loren, my pregnant co-host who I haven't seen physically in, what, 3 weeks now we haven't seen each other?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
As you broadcast from home and Roy's at home too, I'm social distance from producer Nicole, who's in another studio here at the radio station. I'm by myself in our big studio. We really haven't checked in with you. A lot of people might not even know that listen at this time that right when we start the show at 6 a.m., we do your day in 30 seconds and we kind of go around the room and what you did. And we haven't checked in on your well-being as a pregnant mom who's due with her baby boy in just a little over 2 months from now, how you're handling the coronavirus cooped up in home with your husband who normally travels in an au pair and your son.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the thing. Like, I know this is just going to be a mental roller coaster for everybody. And I'm aware that I'm pregnant and that I'm having moments and that I go through these, you know what I mean? Like when I'm having a down moment, I'm like, okay, you're just pregnant. Like we got to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps, put our big girl panties on and like get back to life because you got to live for the other four people that are living in this house. And I think we all go through that and maybe, you know, pregnancy it makes it a little bit more intense than, you know, the average person. But I don't feel, you know, bad for myself or anything like that. There's some aspect of fear. I have a friend who is like literally about to give birth any day here in Charlotte. And as of right now, they're still letting one partner into the delivery room here locally. And the majority of hospitals across the nation are doing that. But like New York City, you can't have anybody in the delivery room with you, like zero. Mm. It's you and your doctor. So I think that aspect kind of frightens a lot of people.
Again, the unknown that we're all yeah. dealing with. Like, what is June 12th, your due date, going to look like?
Right.
What's the world going to look like?
And Dallas and I have had this conversation. My mom and I have had this conversation because my mom's like, well, if they won't let Dallas into the room, do you want to look for a birthing center that will? And when I started thinking about it and like weighing my options, I was like, honestly, no. Like, I'd rather be in the hospital with my doctor, and it sucks that Dallas wouldn't be able to experience all those firsts with me. But in the grand scheme of things, if it's safer for me, it's safer for the baby. You know, God forbid you go into the hospital and contract corona, and sure. you're both in the hospital room. Then what happens? Who's going to take care of the baby for, you know, the time that you're sick? So me weighing my options, I think I would take my doctor all day over my husband being in the delivery room. But there's a lot of, you know, I've been through it before. This is my second baby. I feel bad for first time moms.
Yeah.
That have yeah. no idea what's going to go on.
How about your comfort? Like, how comfortable are you at, what are you, 7 months? Almost?
Yeah, 30 weeks.
Yeah, 30 weeks. Like, are you not comfortable? Are you just like, don't you want to get out? And you're an errand runner. Like, don't you want to get out of the house and go
run? Such an errand runner.
Right, Roy?
Oh, she would get, like, her chairs reclothed and, like, her curtains done and get like, a clock fixed.
My
and
grandfather
go to a cobbler.
Clock needs refurbishing.
Yeah, you love doing errands.
I found a clock master in Hickory.
Well, you know what I'm beating myself up over now? Is the fact that I waited so long to start the nursery. Like, when I tell you I hadn't even ordered anything for the nursery until 3 weeks ago, and, like, nothing is here. Now it's just me and Dallas and Elena. Elena weighs 100 pounds soaking wet. It's not like she can help move furniture out of our spare bedroom and into the garage and then help, you know, set up the crib. I can't do it. I'm 7 months pregnant. So it's like, I worry now that, like, my baby won't have a nursery when he gets here. And in the grand scheme of things, like, that is so low on the totem pole in the sense of, like, necessity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can put the bassinet in my room and the baby can sleep in there for 3 months. And it sucks that the nursery won't get done. But, like, I mentally am, like, beating myself up over it because I'm like, well, what were you doing for 7 months, Loren, that you didn't think that that was a priority? But we thought we were having guests come in from Italy and... We typically have a lot of guests, so we wanted to keep our spare bedroom as long as we could.
And nesting is a real thing, Roy.
Yeah.
Nesting with moms is a real thing. I learned the hard way with Dean and did it the right way with Ruby. I had Ruby's crib all set up and ready to go after Amanda was pregnant for 4 months.
See, and I was ready for cash. Like, at 4 months pregnant, our entire nursery was set up. And then this time around, I was like, okay, I probably did a little too early last time. Like,
yeah.
Let me just pump my brakes.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to send some positive vibes to Loren, maybe you're someone who recently gave birth, or maybe you're also pregnant and you kind of feel Loren's pain, send her some positive vibes. 704-570-9595. 518 sent a text message and said, are you having a C-section? Because if you are... Those moms really need someone to be there with them.
No, I mean, I gave birth naturally with cash, and that's kind of my birth plan for this baby, too. But you just never know. I am part of a mom's message board, though. And I screenshotted something, and I just... This person's a first-time mom, and she feels, like, very, very judged for people... saying, like, oh, you shouldn't be feeling a certain way about not having first. And I feel bad for her.
Let's do this. Let's get a song. Quite honestly, I got to run to the bathroom.
Okay.
But we got to go to commercial soon, too, so I don't want to mess this up. So let's play a song. Let's come back. We'll read that, and then we'll take some phone calls. If you're someone who wants to send Loren some positive vibes, we can all use positive energy, even our own Loren. Give us a shout, 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're just checking in on... mental health. It's important to check on everyone. And our Loren is pregnant. She's due in 2 months. And now the coronavirus, being cooped up at home with her husband who normally travels, who's home. And, you know, you got cash, her three-year-old son's at home. And your schedule's way off. But yet you're still pregnant on top of all this craziness in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to be pretty good. I took some notes, Loren. I think you're handling it very well. So I'm proud
of
you.
Thank you. You know, I've been through this before. This isn't my first baby, so I learned a lot from my first pregnancy. And like I said, I will get through this. I'll be fine. When I'm having moments, I just have to, like, mentally check myself and go, okay, you're pregnant, you're having a moment, and, like, bring it back around. Who I feel terrible for are, like, first-time moms who have never been through this before. You know, delivery is already a really scary thing, and now, you know, they're only allowing one support person with no trade-out, so it's not like you can have your husband there or your significant other, and then mom can come in and, like, you know, husband or girlfriend can go and, you know, get something to eat and somebody else will come in for you. That's not how it is. And in New York, you can't have anybody in the room. Right.
Yeah.
Now. So, you know, I'm part of this mom's group on, online, and where people can kind of post their thoughts and ideas. And I feel really bad for this first time mom. And she sent something to us and said, you know, I'm absolutely terrified right now. My OB is canceling appointments. My husband isn't allowed in the delivery room. I can't celebrate my little miracle with my friends and family. The stores have limited baby supplies. I know the world is in a genuine crisis, but you know, this is the first time I'm going through this. And then she goes on to say, how dare you criticize me for my anxiety and panic? As a first-time mom, how dare you judge me for the disappointment of not being able to have a shower and worrying about being high risk with COVID-19. Mm. And I completely understand, you know, what she's going through, because as a first-time mom not going through any of those things, it is so overwhelming. Then you add all of that on top of it, and I'm like, I just feel terrible for a first-time mom who doesn't know what to expect.
Yeah, and they're missing the full experience of enjoying it. Yeah, that's true. Hey, we have someone on hold who's 8.5 months pregnant and wants to send you a message, Loren. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to that and a senseless survey.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
And on Facebook Live, Roy, where can people find us?
Look us up, Kiss 95.1 Mornings. You can look us up there or just facebook.com/TheMRL Show.
Get a little behind the scenes. You can see Roy and Loren's broadcast area. Loren, maybe if we get 100 viewers on there here this morning, you'll take us on a little tour of the Chateau's closet that you're broadcasting from.
Okay.
How's that sound? You guys, line 9 is Dom from Mooresville. Hey, Dom.
Hey, how you doing?
We're great. So we were talking about, you know, Loren's pregnant, 2 months away from giving birth, dealing with the whole coronavirus, dealing with the stay-at-home orders. It's hard to stay sane.
Of course it is. I've been kind of getting real antsy, not being able to do anything or go anywhere and finish setting up my nursery. My baby shower was scheduled for April 18th, and I had to cancel it. So, you know, it's just kind of a real bummer, but we're all trying to stick together and get through it and just trying to stay healthy, really.
Yeah, you know, I wrote back to the woman who I read you guys the message where she said, how dare you, you know, judge me for being disappointed about not having my baby shower. And I wrote her back and I was like, you know what, this whole period that we're in, it sucks, right? But maybe we can still have those moments. They just happen later or at a different point. So instead of having a baby shower now, when this whole thing is over and the baby is here and you can share the baby with your family, like maybe we do get to know the baby or meet the baby parties where people then celebrate the showering of gifts at that point where it's safer, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. It's all about trying to keep the baby safe and everything. And like I said, you know, I wasn't able to have my baby shower or anything like that. And I am a first-time mom, so I'm just really hoping that they are still going to be able to allow the one person in the delivery room whenever it's my time to deliver. Because I really just don't know if I'd be able to get through it alone, honestly.
Yeah, and Dom, my wife was telling me that she saw an article from like a therapist yesterday who said, you know what, it's okay to tell your kids to be upset over the fact that they're not having a birthday, you know, not doing a party this year. And it's okay for you to be upset that your anniversary plans or your trips have got canceled, or in your case, your baby shower. Don't feel bad because you're grieving that. It's natural, and at this time, you need to let that happen. So,
I do think it'd be socially accepted, just like Loren said, to celebrate all those things later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your birthday's in April and you want to go celebrate it and October, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
We'll get Dom one of those big diaper cakes in June.
Yeah.
When we're allowed to see her.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Use the call me on my cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Omar?
Yes. Who is this?
Mr. Brown here, U.S. Census Bureau. I got your paperwork in, but the back page wasn't filled out. It's page number 8. A lot of people forget that. You just do the first couple, and then you don't read it through. And I was wondering if I could just ask you these questions over the phone so we can wrap it up.
It takes 20
seconds.
Whatever, fine. Come on.
Okay. Can blind people see their dreams?
What?
And why is it called shipping if it goes by truck? It should go by a ship.
Why is it called dipping?
Shipping?
Shipping if it goes... probably because of where it started when there wasn't trucks.
If an ambulance hits someone on the road while transporting someone to the hospital, do they bring that person with them too, or... Should I just leave them?
Yeah,
this guy.
What the is this?
Whoa. Okay. Someone having a little bit of a bad morning. It's just questions. How's your saliva taste? Because wouldn't it be awful if our saliva tasted bad?
What? What kind of sentence?
How do you think urinals were made? You think some dude peed in a sink and was like, hey, that's a pretty cool idea?
I don't have time for this. I'm on a conference call.
Oh, my God. I love that. Oh, that's so funny. The ambulance one got me, Roy. That was a good one. Good job, Emma.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Ah, good start.
All right. We got to get to a Can't Beat Loren. 84-570-9595-80-70. What's she at? 86 wins? Yeah, either way, 86. She's up there. 86, call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Oh, Loren, say good morning to Kelsey.
Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, Loren and the rest of you guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. Great. We're pushing through another day. Kelsey, Loren and Roy are at home. Loren's in her home studio, a.k.a. her closet. Throw her out so we can play.
All right, Loren, go ahead and get out of that closet.
I'm going.
All right, Loren's putting her headphones down. She's standing up. She's away, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Kels, here we go. Vanessa Bryant is celebrating the release of her husband's children's book. Who is the author of that book?
Kobe Bryant.
Amelia Clark is helping raise money for the COVID-19 relief fund. The actress is offering 12 lucky donors a virtual dinner with her. You may know her as the Mother of Dragons from what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
And Rihanna is teaming up with Beyonce's hubby for something better than music. They'll both be donating $1 million each through their charities. Who's Beyonce married to?
Jay-Z.
Selena Gomez shares what she's been listening to and is listening to one of her ex-boyfriends. But it's not a Bieber song. So who's the ex? Whose music she would be listening to?
The Weeknd.
Question 5. Even though this iconic California Music Fest isn't happening until October, a new documentary about the festival is premiering on YouTube on April 10th. What festival is celebrating 20 years in the desert?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You did so well.
I know. I should know this. I don't know why I'm blanking.
3.
Right now.
Oh, 2. She didn't know it.
1.
Oh, no answer.
All right, Kelsey. Loren!
Loren! All right, Loren is sitting back down. She's putting headphones back on. All right, Loren, Kelsey got 4 correct.
Okay. And the one she got wrong, she's going to kick herself when you tell her what it is. Here we go. Question 1. Vanessa Bryant is celebrating the release of her husband's children's book. It's out now. Who is the author of the book?
Kobe Bryant.
1-1.
And Amelia Clark is helping raise money for the COVID-19 relief fund. The actress is offering 12 lucky donors a virtual dinner date with her. You may know her as the Mother of Dragons from what HBO show?
Game of Thrones.
2-2.
Rihanna's teaming up with Beyonce's husband for something better than music. They'll both be donating $1 million each through their charities. Who's Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
3-3.
And question 4, Selena Gomez shares what she's been listening to. And she's listening to one of her ex-boyfriend's songs, but it's not the Biebs. It's her other ex-boyfriend. Who's that?
The Weeknd.
That's right. 4-4. We're tied.
Even though this iconic California music festival isn't happening until October, a new documentary about the fest is premiering on YouTube on April 10th. What music festival is celebrating 20 years in the desert?
Coachella.
That is correct. No answer from Kelsey on that one. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you have 87 wins.
You heard of that one, Kelsey?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey, I'm sorry. That one gotcha.
Yeah, I lost you 4-5 last time, so all right, I do it again, I guess.
All right. You know what we want to hear before we let you go?
Well, my name is Kelsey from Gastonia, and I cannot beat Loren.
All right,
maybe
Kelsey.
Maybe next time, Kelsey.
Thanks. All right, have a good day, guys.
Thanks for listening and hanging with us. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody hanging with us, whether you're on the road to go do something essential or you're listening to us at home for some entertainment. That's exactly what we're trying to do, put smiles on people's faces, giving you a little normalcy in your life, and you can always listen to us on your smart device at home, too.
Still to come.
Okay, Roy, this is it's crazy what's going on around the studio with our show right now.
Well, because I heard that someone on the show booked a trip during coronavirus,
And there's another person that wants to book a trip during coronavirus, all because of the deals.
One person wants to travel internationally, and where they want to go, it's blowing my mind.
Okay, let's discuss. Give us 5 minutes.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, Roy, who do you think the travelers on the show are?
Lauren.
And
Nicole,
right?
Probably I mean, Nicole, yeah.
Nicole's done Thailand. She likes to travel now that she's got a big person's job with big people money.
You're funny.
And then, Roy, you've become somewhat of a traveler, too.
Yeah, I try to take a trip a year.
Well, prices right now are just out of control. Like, you can book flights and hotels for so cheap. And Nicole is doing that. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Where are you booking travel to? You're like a travel agent.
Well, so I've had 2 trips planned out for like this year. I'm visiting friends in that my best Raleigh friends that moved to Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So that has already been planned in my mind for June. And then Kylie and I are traveling to Denver for my bucket list concert. We're seeing Halsey at Red Rocks. So we're like kind of doing it backwards. Like for Denver, Airbnb has been booked and tickets for the show at Red Rocks have been bought. So those have been purchased, just need flights. For Portland, I've gotten the dates that I'm going, and then this just was a great opportunity to buy the flights to Portland.
So when is the trips, like the dates?
So Portland is like mid-June, like the middle week of June. And then Denver is the last week of July.
And do you really think that you're going to be able to go in the middle of June?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. If everyone stays home.
What did our big boss Walter send us today, Roy? He sent an email out.
He told everyone that the virus moves if we move. You stay home, it dies.
It's a big meme that he sent.
Yeah.
But Nicole, like Virginia is under a stay-at-home order until June 10th.
Yeah, and luckily I live in North Carolina.
That's a fair point, Lauren.
It is, but we're not far from Virginia.
Also, let's mention that Virginia stay-at-home order through June 10th can change at any time, just like our Mecklenburg order that has us in home until April 21st.
Can also get longer.
Could also get longer. You're right.
Yeah, so I'm...
But why not take advantage of it? Nicole's right. Like, flights are cheap, book it. And then what are they doing for cancellation? Like, are they giving you...
So when I booked the flights, it says that I can... I don't know if I can cancel to where I'm getting my money back, but I can reschedule and rebook up until like the last day of May.
They're waiving change fees.
Yeah. So that's real. I mean, the trips are happening regardless. I've saved up money for it and I want to do it regardless. So if I have to change the dates, fine. I'm not changing Halsey at Red Rocks. So Charlotte, stay home, stay healthy. I'm going to Red Rocks. I'm going to see Halsey.
And that's in August?
No, that's July.
That's July, okay.
You would be just ruined if they have to cancel that concert because of coronavirus.
You know what,
you would
Roy?
Not handle it
We're
well.
Not manifesting that. So those ruined, canceled, those words are not in vocabulary at the moment.
Then you would know how I felt about Garth Brooks.
Lauren, how much money do you think she's saving by booking now with hotels and airfare being as cheap as they are? Like, what do you think a trip to Denver from Charlotte would cost? Like, probably $350 a ticket, probably.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's expensive, especially to fly to Denver unless you're flying on Frontier and they only have, like, you know, 2 flights a day and you got to do 2 layovers.
And you travel in the cargo hold, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, when I started booking, I mean, like I said, this has been in the works since, I mean, I've been saving up for like 8 months for it. So when I first started looking at it, it predicted that the low cost would be around $400 for each to Portland. And now under $100.
Yeah.
Under $100 round trip.
I can't believe it.
my only concern is that, Nicole, they're waiving your change fees, but that doesn't, they're still going to make you pay for the difference of the ticket. So if you have to change that at some point and you have to make that flight later, you are going to have to add dollars to that flight.
This is where selective hearing comes into play. The word change, we're adding to that list that we're not manifesting.
All right.
You know, I do get the hope, though, because Carnival Cruise Lines, I got an email from them. Me and my buddy Opie, he wanted to go in August on a cruise. All you can eat, unlimited alcohol drinks, $300.
What?
I'm coming.
You want to go on a cruise after all this?
I'll go.
Let's do this. Hold on a second, everybody. Let's do this. Because we got to give away $500 coming up here in just about 3 minutes. We're going to discuss the cruise with Roy. And someone else on the show wants to go to China, y'all. Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Broadcasting live from the Plato's Closet studio, it is the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show, the home of the KISS cash code.
And not only are we broadcasting from the Plato's Closet studios, but we're literally broadcasting from Lorraine's closet studios.
that's true.
Lorraine is in her closet.
Social distancing is key here. Lorraine's at home in her broadcast closet. Roy's in his guest room studio.
Yep.
And I'm here at the station with Nicole. Social distancing from each other. She's in her own studio. Hi, Nicole. Nicole, we were just talking about how you... You have trips planned. You want to go see Halsey in July in Red Rocks in Denver.
Sure do. Sure am.
Someone sent a text message that said, hey, Nicole will probably be on the same flight. I'm excited to go to that show, too.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you should reach out to that person. But someone else on the show, Roy and Loren, I don't know if you knew this or not. He's a behind-the-scenes guy who we haven't talked to in a while. He wants to go to China and says now is the best time to go. Your flights are cheap, and it's gonna be empty there in the next year. Bring in Clever Trevor. Hi, Trevor.
Yo, what up, what up?
Hi, Trevor.
Did you know there's this thing called coronavirus? And
yeah,
it started over there.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, me and my friends, you know, we didn't really get to have a senior trip this year for graduation. So we all decided, hey, why not just do it big next year and just go to China?
Have you guys booked this trip already?
We're planning on doing it soon while the prices are cheap. We did our research, and prices are considerably cheap right now.
They're yeah, cheap. I can imagine. I can imagine you can get to the Great Wall for $200 from Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We looked at prices, so I looked at Travelocity first. That was the first website we tried. And the prices from Greensboro to Beijing, of course you're going to have two stops, but the price is only about $800 for one ticket just to Whoa. Get from Greensboro to Beijing.
And how many days is it going to take you to get there with all these stops?
Five.
the website said it was going to take us about a little less than a day, so around 21 hours to get there.
Lies. But, not with yeah. all those stops, buddy.
I know. Well, the thing is, like I said, me and my friends, we didn't really get to have a senior trip, so it's like, let's just do it big for this one time and just go visit the Great Wall in Beijing.
Then someone texted in and said, that's not so clever, Trevor. Trevor, you are a senior at UNCC, so I get what you're saying. Like, why not go? And you also said to me that you thought that the Great Wall, like, wouldn't be crowded. Like, the tourist attractions in China next year will be pretty empty.
Now, are we talking about literally next year is when you would go?
Yeah, well, so we're looking at, like, early 2021, so around February. That's what we're thinking about booking.
February?
Now, yeah.
So when it's time for coronavirus to come back for the second wind, you're gonna be going.
pretty much. But you know, yeah. I think that's the middle of flea season. You know, you only live once. YOLO.
Somebody said the price is so low because it's gonna be a one way flight.
Trevor, there's a million places in the world and you wanna go to China.
Yeah. I gotta go. Look, growing up, you know, you see all these documentaries about the Great Wall, and you hear about it all the time. But it's like at some point, I feel like that's a trip everybody should make.
And it's too expensive. Okay. Like, hold on, Nicole, what did you pay to go to Thailand?
Round trip flight was probably about $1,200.
Clever Trevor, so you're talking about all these documentaries that you watch. I want you to watch Pandemic before you book this flight.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
I'll watch that.
Listen, I hear China has wonderful markets, fresh food.
You guys are terrible. You guys are terrible. All right,
I've been to China. It's beautiful. But I don't know if I would be going so soon after this.
But I could kind of see what Clever's saying. A college student who doesn't have the money, almost $500 off the ticket price than what it normally is. You get to go there, and the tourist attractions won't be crowded. Hotels won't be crowded in a year from now. It's not a terrible idea, but are you nervous at all? Like you said, there's a group of you. Like, have you guys discussed? If there's a vaccination or whatever, you got to get it.
Right. No.
This is what we have to decide. We said that we are going to practice good habits going into this trip. That means you will not be talking to me to my face. We're still going to practice social distancing, essentially, when we go. Even like now, like how we're doing now, we're going to still implement those habits when we go on the trip.
All right.
You know, we're going to pack hazmat suits. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have hazmat
suits. You are not.
We are.
If you do, take photos.
Oh, my God. All right. I thought it was funny to have Trevor on. We miss you, bud. Take care, okay?
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
All right. It's former UNCC senior Clever Trevor going to China. Where are you guys planning on going? 704-570-9595. Don't y'all think that other people are booking trips right now and taking advantage of the price like Nicole and Trevor?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a trip in July, my summer vacation, the last week of June, first week of July, and the prices for the airline tickets are so low, I almost want to somehow cancel it and rebook it to get the better deal.
Right? I know. And I have a trip to Disney planned with points, and my brother being a Disney card holder, like, has a hotel for cheap. It would cost me more to rent a house in Folly like I normally do for a week than it is to go to Disney this year. Flights are that cheap. So, all right, let's take some calls.
Yep, 704-570-9595. We would love to hear from you. What's your plans? What's your trip plans? Are you taking advantage of those deals?
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, let's bring in Lindsay. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi, thanks.
Lindsay, you texted us. We had to call you back. You said Clever Trevor, our digital intern, isn't the only one who wants to travel internationally. Not only internationally, Lorette, but to a country that is also being really beaten up bad by the coronavirus. He wants to go to China, and where do you want to go?
I want to go to Italy.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing, Manny, how is Italy any different than what we're dealing with here? Like, they're just a couple weeks ahead of what we could be dealing with.
Yeah, but isn't their fatality rate way worse than ours?
They also have an older population in the north.
I don't know.
All right, Lindsay, what are your thoughts? What's going on? What's going on in your head? Why are you thinking Italy?
Well, I was just thinking that right now the prices are so good, and hotel and flight, and it would be good for the economy. And I don't know, I just thought that now's the time to go. I've always wanted to plan a full tour of Italy, you know, at least Rome, Venice, Florence, and right now, I mean, not right now, in a year from now, it's going to be so much better. And I don't know, I'm not worried about it then.
If you want to see Rome, Venice, and all the ruins, just go to Lorenz's Insta page. She's got plenty of pictures of her last trip there. You can see all the ruins.
In fact, she goes so much, a vacation company used her photos as a stock.
That is true.
Promotion.
They did.
She went to book a trip.
They stole my photo.
And her picture was there.
Oh, see, I want those pictures for myself.
See, and I would say, you know, right now the pandemic in Italy is not as great in the south of Italy. So I would say do Rome, Amalfi, maybe Capri, but I don't know in a year, and we would have to ask a healthcare professional or Dr. Sam, who is a microbiologist, how long does it actually take for a pandemic like this to die out?
Yeah.
Like 100% die out.
Thank you, Lindsay, for so much for calling. And
well, thank you.
All right, bye, Lindsay. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm conflicted because, you know, I do want to take a trip when this is all over. But at the same time, it's like I feel like I need to be saving every dime because who knows if this thing keeps going. What if, you know, we could get furloughed? Who knows? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You don't know, you know, with all these jobs and businesses shutting down, who's next?
Very true.
You know, so I'm very conflicted with what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like half of the people are like YOLO. Like
right.
The person
the
that's
other
going
half
on the coronacation.
Yeah, the other half people are just trying to make it, man.
Yeah, and you know who's going to win out? The YOLO people always somehow win out.
I know,
like
so annoying.
The people who save and do things right are in the same boat as YOLO people somehow. I don't know how the economics work, but it does. Let's take a break from all the COVID-19 talk and all the corona talk. Let's do something called a little game that I want to play with you guys called Cute or Creepy. I found this on a Reddit thread. Like, for instance, Roy, cute or creepy, rubbing your crush's feet while they're sleeping?
Creepy.
Okay.
Hard creepy. Like, that's there's no way that's cute.
Okay. You know, you're Netflixing and chilling with someone pre-quarantine days. She falls asleep or he falls asleep, and you want to rub their feet while they're passed out on the couch.
How are they getting anything out of that?
I don't know, Lorraine. I'm just
it's
asking.
The person rubbing that's getting something out of that.
Well, yep. I'll play along in under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
On Facebook Live this morning. Oh, what is it? Kiss 95.1 Mornings.
Yeah, but I'll also share it to Kiss 95.1. That way everybody can find it.
Go jump on. See behind the scenes. You can see where Roy and Lorraine are broadcasting from.
Yeah. But let's play a fun game while people get in to watch this. Let's play a fun game called Cute or Creepy.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Good morning.
All right, bud. So I got a couple of these. I found these on a Reddit thread, and I'll give them out to you, Roy and Lorraine, and we'll see what everybody's opinion is. Hopefully, it'll be fun if your opinions are all different on what's creepy and what's cute. But answer honestly, you guys. Don't just do it to do it, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll let Jeff answer first, and we'll go around the room. Hunting down your missed connection on social media. Your missed connection on social media, you know their names, you hunt them down. Is that cute or creepy, Jeff?
I say creepy.
Lorraine?
I say cute.
Really?
I'm going to stalk you anyway.
Roy?
Yeah, I don't think it's neither of those. I think it's just something that you do. It's not cute. It ain't creepy. It's like normal.
Okay. Normal. There's nothing creepy about looking at someone. Now, what you do after you find the pictures could be considered creepy.
Right.
Let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff in the gas house. Showing up to a blind date with flowers. A blind date. Aww. Your first date's a blind date. You show up with flowers. Is that too much and creepy or is that cute?
Definitely cute. Something
I agree. Cute.
Everybody agrees cute. Okay.
Yeah, we're all agreeing on cute.
All right. What about this one, Jeff? This will be your last one. Then we got to bring in Josh. But spraying your ex's perfume or cologne on your clothes or pillow to remember their smell.
That's creepy AF.
Well, why can't that be cute? You're heartbroken.
Nah, I just can't see being that obsessed with that's pretty creepy in my opinion.
All right, Jeff says creepy. Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
Now, was that for an ex or is that for someone you're dating?
You're spraying your ex's perfume or cologne on your
ex's
clothes or pillow to remember them.
Yeah, the ex part's creepy. But if it was your current one, it'd be cute.
But think about it. If you just broke up and you're still grieving, people might do that.
That's what I was thinking, and it's kind of cute, isn't it?
I don't know if it's cute, but okay. I don't think it's creepy.
Josh in Rock Hill. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Josh is an electrician off to work today, practicing social distancing on the site. We're happy to hear that, buddy. All right. If you bring your date's mom flowers, too. So you brought your date flowers, and you're also bringing mom flowers, Lauren. Josh in Rock Hill and Roy, is that cute or creepy? Josh, you go first.
It's kind of weird.
All right. So
I wouldn't really call it creepy. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
But I'm assuming that question's for children because why would you, as an adult,
tell them, Lorraine? Tell them what's going on in the world.
Dallas has done it. Dallas has brought me flowers and my mom flowers, and that's kind of how the joke started, that Dallas was 8 years or 9 years older than me and 9 years younger than my mom, and this could go either way.
Yeah, see, Roy?
That's weird, man.
Date, I can see it.
There wasn't a first date. See, Josh brings up a good point. Maybe that makes it creepy because it was a first date. All right, let me give you all one more. Josh, you answer first. Telling a pregnant woman she still looks hot. Save the best for last.
That's cute.
Loren?
I think it's cute.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I don't ever feel that way, but I would love to hear it.
Roy, cute or creepy? Telling a pregnant woman she still looks hot.
Ooh, I don't know.
Tread lightly, buddy.
And by the
I'm
way,
pregnant.
Pregnant woman, she still looks hot.
Are they dating?
I don't know. It doesn't say on the Reddit thread. It just
I'm
going to
go creepy because it didn't say it was your partner. I don't think you should go up to people that you're not dating and be like, hey, you still look hot.
Okay. Maybe it's a coworker. Hey,
and by the way, that's assuming, that's like one of those things where like you assume that everyone that's pregnant isn't hot. And so, therefore, you are still hot, and I have to clarify and declare it.
Wow. Roy breaking it down, Josh and Loren. There you have it. All right, dude. Hey, you stay safe, okay, bud? Stay corona-free. That's my new goodbye.
Always.
All right, see you, Josh. Thanks for listening. All right.
Sticking with that, huh?
Yeah, for now. Okay. Let's do a quick break. We'll come back. Roy, you got to tell us a story. One of our writers in New York sent it to us. You know how we have, like, a crack team behind us?
Man, we got Tim and Tom.
Did you see the story about this woman who just met a guy and was forced to move in with him because of the quarantine?
Oh, I did see that.
Will you tell us about it coming up around 8:50?
I will.
Let's do it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Proud to be home of the Kiss Cash Code, where you've got 7 times a day to win $500. So it happens every 2 hours, Roy. Do quick math for us. You're a Harvard graduate from the Harvard Business School.
Well, if we gave away the code word at 8 a.m., that means at 10 a.m. we'll have the next, then noon, then 2, then 4, then 6, then 8.
Wow. Can't put anything past you, bud.
I use my fingers.
Every 2 hours, $500. Make sure you're listening to the Kiss Cash Code right here on Kiss 95.1. Producer Nicole, I see you got a big envelope in your hand. Are those the cards from our MRL show, Operation Kids Care?
Yes, I have 50 cards that I wrote and did myself, and I'm sending it to my grandmother's nursing home.
That's awesome. Did we get any more delivered yesterday?
Nope.
Okay, well, we need more. We're trying to get to 1,000. And what happens is the mail doesn't always get delivered up to us either. It stays in a room down below in our building, and then we'll get the mail. So we'll probably get a bunch tomorrow, but we need 1,000 cards for all the people in the long-term care facilities that don't get to see family, don't get to see friends, and as we've heard, in some cases, they have to stay in their rooms.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, if they're stuck in their rooms, one thing that will brighten their day is a letter or a card from you or your kids. So definitely send us those letters. We got the radio station's address and details on how you can do this. All you have to do is go to kiss951.com.
And it's fun for you don't have to be kids to do it. My mom and my aunt are together right now, and they made 50 cards themselves, and they went above and beyond. Like, they did it like they were scrapbooking, and it's really cool.
Oh, that's cool. My now 20-month-old daughter, Ruby, who's 20 months old today, she just takes the stickers and puts them in, and then I just write, like, from Ruby, 20 months old. So
gives the kids something to do.
It really does. All the details on how you can help the MRL show's Operation Kids Care is up at kiss951.com. Help us out and help us put a smile on someone's face. We're going to turn to Roy next about a woman who was stuck with a man she just met living with him.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Roy, who are you looking for? Who do you want to talk to?
I'm looking for someone up in New York who could tell us what's going on up there.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that guy coming up next. Sorry, but before that, you wanted to talk to someone who just started dating. And you're wondering how it's working now, aren't you? You said that.
Right. I did. Sorry, I was trying to pick up the cues.
Well, that's okay. Leslie answered your call. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Crazy with Roy. How are you?
Oh, the same, crazy.
You just met somebody right before the whole, like, stay-at-home order came into effect, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So we met on Facebook a couple years ago. We've been friends and talked every once in a while, but we just started talking, like, 2 weeks ago. you know, pretty heavily. And then he is going for his PhD in London, and I'm here in Charlotte, and I had actually gotten sick, so I had to be quarantined while waiting on the results for 2 weeks, so I couldn't work. So anyway, we talk like 22 hours in the day, and we really, 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 really want to see each other, but we cannot. It's physically impossible. There's a travel ban. He can't get out of the country. I can't get out of the country.
You talk to somebody for 22 hours a day. I'm impressed with that.
There's been a proposal and marriage talk and everything, because we have nothing else to do but talk about how much we love each other.
Do you do video as well?
Yeah, we do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Are you going to marry this person? Mm-hmm.
I am going to marry this guy.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And you've never met in person?
No. But we are dying to, and it may be months before we can get a flight to each other. It's like, I'm shaking now talking about it. It's so intense, but it's amazing, but it's really, really frustrating to be quarantined and not be able to see someone that you really, really love.
How soon after this is over will you guys get married? Will it be like, the second we can see each other and we get together, we're going to the courthouse? Or will you actually plan a wedding with friends and family?
I think that we are thinking of like the little small wedding, and then because his family's in Jordan and my family's in Charlotte, and he's going for his PhD in London, so he's got a couple more years for that. So we're thinking getting married and then, you know, getting the wedding a couple years later after he completes his PhD and everything.
You know, we're technically late for commercial right now. We're supposed to be in commercial, but the giddiness and the happiness from Leslie's voice talking about getting married to the love of her life, who she's never met in person. It's worth more than us getting yelled at by our boss later on today for not going to commercial on time.
And guess what? I got a tattoo of his name on my wrist.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
How?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
I don't know. This whole thing has been, it's been like you're not in reality because, you know, the world
I know, but you can't
right,
go to a tattoo shop.
Okay, so a friend of mine came to me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, can I go ahead and say what everyone's thinking?
That
you need
I'm
to slow it down a bit.
No. Roy, we need positivity in the world. This is a love
positivity?
Story.
She's doing a sprint.
She finds out that this guy's like a convicted felon or a murderer or something.
No, no, no,
now you have a tattoo on your arm.
He's a very, 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 very sweet, very nice, very gentle soul, and he's my twin flame, and we get along perfectly and beautifully, and there's no he's a gentleman.
All right,
put it that way.
I hate to tell you, but people hide crazy for a really
would
long
you
time.
Stop you two. Leslie,
he's telling me that and I don't care.
Leslie, I love you. I'm happy for you. Your parents, on the other hand, Roy and Loren, are very concerned about what's going to happen to you.
You know what, we've
got to run. Thanks,
so many
Leslie
times. We know.
Oh, what an amazing story. By the way, we will hear back from Leslie in 2 years about how it all went bad, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Aww.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I got a buddy that lives in New York City, and New York City is pretty much the epicenter of the U.S., unfortunately. And I thought, you know, we haven't really talked about it. We talked to Roy's friend in Peru. We had someone who listens to the show that's stuck in Italy, but we've never talked really to anybody in New York. His name's Mike. Hey, Mike.
How are you?
We're okay down here, man.
Yeah, we're okay. We're not as bad as it is up there. And we wanted to talk to someone who's, you know, living up there, who's right now, you guys are in the worst. It's not only horrible now, but it's going to even get worse from now. So we kind of wanted to get your take on what's going on.
So it's, you know, obviously being in the biggest city in the country, and one is not the world, it's downright eerie. It looks like that Will Smith movie at this point. The streets are just completely dead. I live 20 minutes outside of Manhattan in Westchester, which is just as affected, as is North Jersey, New Jersey, and Connecticut, because you have all these people that are commuting into Manhattan on a day-to-day basis. So when you talk about the density, on top of the fact that you have all these people commuting in and out, that's why we have such a problem here. And if you do the math in your head, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to realize how bad it was going to get and how quickly it has become that bad. So it's scary. I mean, I live in a neighborhood where luckily when the weather's decent, we can go out for walks, but, you know, staying 6 to 8 feet away from people and making sure I have a newborn at home, that our baby isn't within 15 to 20 feet of people, it's just absolutely insane.
Are you still commuting into the city for work?
Oh, hell no. No. I shut that down about 3 weeks ago. Some businesses stayed open. I have friends who own some companies and you know, they had tough decisions to make and they had employees come in and out. But now everybody is pretty much on lockdown. And it's eerie to see a place like Times Square or Union Square or any of these areas, which are just usually have millions of people flowing through them with one car or two cars. That's why I said it looks like the Will Smith movie at this point.
I know. I was, you know, I'll hop on the Times Square cam and I'll look down there and it's like so clean. No one's out there except like police and workers. I don't even see, by the way, the homeless people. I don't even know where are they?
I would think in shelters, so right?
Yeah, they have them all going in the shelters, but they have concerns there, obviously, like, you know, if they're ill, if they're transmitting the disease. And, you know, I talked to a few friends who live in different parts of the country, and the feedback I get is, well, it's not affecting us here yet. And I hate to say it, but it's coming. And, you know, you do the math on how this is working and how this is transmitting. It's just a matter of time before it's going to get to these other areas. Hopefully it won't be nearly as bad when you don't have such high density areas and cities. But, you know, it's coming. And I think that we all got punched in the face here. And it's not a fun time. It's a new norm, I guess. You know, we were talking, my wife and I were talking the other night, and hypothetical, and it's sad but true. We're like, when do you think the next time we're going to eat out at a restaurant is going to be? And we were like, baby July.
My buddy Mike on with the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. He's up in New York. By the way, this is the dude who I went to his wedding in the Bahamas. That was a lot of fun, by the way. That was the last bit of fun I had, was January of 2019.
Over a year ago.
Well,
Mike, thanks so much for joining us. We do appreciate you joining the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
No, of course.
Yeah, be safe, man, and be safe with that wife and child of yours, okay?
Will do. You guys, too.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's just sad to think and scary to think that it's coming, you know, like he said. You just never know how bad it's going to be when it gets here. Best thing to do is stay home, stay safe, and keep listening to the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show, Kiss 95.1.